That's, yeah, Zen, that's funny.
What are you doing?
Is that a roadblock? Is that an acrobat?
Zen? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's an acrocat.
You just gotta be...
Hi, Zen.
Hi. I'm gonna say hi, but then...
That's Zen's butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, it, by the time I went to pet, there was an ass there.
Hi, cat butt.
This is the cold open right there.
Yeah. Yes, please.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
Happy almost Valentine's Day, everybody. Or what day is this one coming out on?
It's February something. I want to say 12th.
Wait, let's figure this
out. No, it wouldn't be 12th. Maybe it's 10th. I think it's February 10th.
Happy almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming out on February 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. There, that covers them all. Just cut that.
Fair
enough. Wait, who's doing this one? Fuck.
So yeah, welcome to Zero Issues. We're on our
fourth episode of
the new look. Wait,
the
no.
New format.
New sound. New whatever. All right, so who are we?
Well, I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
And I am Merc.
Let's get into it.
Let's jump to the news.
Go planet.
Current Zero News Flash.
Okay, welcome to the news. I am Merc. I have your Zero Issues News Flash. First off the top. Hanna-Barbera is coming back in comic form via DC.
Finally.
Yes, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Space Jam, the motion comic.
Oh, fantastic. So they're taking the old favorites from Hanna-Barbera and kind of retweaking them, whatever. Some of them yes, some of them no, doing kind of different art styles and different approaches, which is kind of cool.
It's
hopefully it works out well. I'm keeping an open mind. We'll see what they do.
It's a reboot.
It's a
DC does reboots.
Well, but yeah, it is and it isn't. Some of them looks like they might be doing.
It's not the new 52. It's like the new 4, but something
new 1972.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So they're doing like Scooby Apocalypse, Future Quest, which includes such characters as Space Ghost, Johnny Quest. Who else did you...
Birdman!
a peanut.
Then, Galaxy Trio, Mitor...
Wacky Racers is... Oh, yeah. Wacky Racers is coming out, and the Flintstones, a different visual take, at least, on the Flintstones, but there's not much really been given out about the stories yet.
Well, this is going to be the Flintstones book where we actually discover that it's in the really, really far future.
Oh, isn't that the ending?
Oh, yeah. God.
Long time ago in the future in a galaxy not so far away.
Dinosaurs came back. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah. And they learned to work together with humanity.
You know, it's really optimistic.
To overthrow the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flintstones, that's art. We should maybe go over some of the...
Yeah, I was just going to say, they're linked to these books. There's, of course, Jim Lee, Amanda Connor. Amanda Connor being linked to the Flintstones.
Yeah. Jim Lee's doing Scooby Apocalypse.
Darwin Cook is linked to the Future Quest.
Yay!
Evan Doc Shaner, and written by, I think, Jeff Parker, and that is a hell of a team.
Howard Porter and Mark Sexton. Mark Sexton being... one of the guys that worked on Mad Max.
Yeah.
So, just
doing Wacky Raceland?
I'm assuming, but I don't know.
It looked like the cover image they showed for that one had them in kind of a desert and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And they're cobbled together.
It looked very Mad Max.
Very Mad Max, which just sounds amazing.
I actually might have to pick up a DC book, which is interesting. I have not done that in a while. So, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Switching gears, but staying with DC, Justice League has a new cartoon coming out for the Cartoon Network called Justice League Action. Early reports, it seems like it's got a bit of a Teen Titans Go sort of feel, aiming towards younger audiences. Conroy and Hamill are part of the whole thing, so...
part of the package.
Yeah, Batman and Joker.
Batman's back!
Yeah, there really is no other Batman for me voice-wise, I just love his voice.
Mark Hamill's out of retirement again.
Yeah.
He needs the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, Star Wars does not keep him busy enough.
No.
Well, he was really only in it for a little bit. He's like,
he had no lines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, I want to talk. But
hello.
It's me, Luke Skywalker. Oh, I have something for you in a couple of episodes coming up.
Okay.
Remember that. Remember that. I remember that, folks. Those that you heard that here, come back in a couple episodes.
Oh, that's a teaser. That's a teaser.
That's a total teaser.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that later. But apparently these, the Cartoon Network Justice League action will be only 11 minutes long. And again, this is, it just came out, just very early reports. Not sure what it is, but it seems like it's...
It's more action focused.
It's action focused, but it's like 11 minutes of they just start right into the action. I hope that's not true and there is some story and things.
Yeah.
And it's not just like,
we have such a short attention span. I can only give you this. Oh, okay, it's over. Okay, okay. Put on the other one. Oh, my God. Like,
See, I argue that 11 minutes is a lot of time to tell a story in. You look at Powerpuff Girls, you look at Adventure Time, and there's big stories in there in 11 minutes.
Sure.
So
there can be. If that's what they do.
Yeah. So there's potential.
There's potential.
Don't give up.
I okay. Hold on.
Trust your instincts.
Sticking with DC, but shifting gears to DC Vertigo, Lucifer, the TV series based on the Vertigo title, has started up. They're an episode or two in, depending on when this airs. I saw the first episode. It was leaked way, way, way early. Just the pilot came out and was leaked.
Was it
in
good?
The summer, and I loved it. Cool. I totally dug how they did it.
You do love the devil.
I do love the devil. Not everybody does, though. So the advocacy group 1 Million Moms is calling for, as they say, no more sympathy for the devil, and calling for a boycott of, and I quote, spiritually dangerous stories that glorify Satan. And they're calling for the boycott in a way that, for those in favor of the boycott, go to Olive Garden and let them know that you're boycotting, because who better to let know about a TV show than a pasta place?
So I'm boycotting it. I'm going to be in there for a bit because it's unlimited soup and salad.
Yeah.
Like, I got that pasta pass.
I'm just here for the boycott. Yeah.
Listen, is Red Lobster also an advertiser on the show? Because those cheese biscuits are pretty tasty.
Olive Garden is one of the show's main sponsors. And this also follows a failed petition to stop the show during the summer of 2015 that failed utterly, apparently.
Crumb laps with your four winds. Laps from his mountain.
Yeah. So now they're moving on to this. That's fine.
So we're boycotting. We're going to Duluth, Minnesota, and we're going to boycott.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a great time. Oh, it's going to be fun.
I say Zero Issues road trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to boycott 1 Million Moms.
Yeah. You know what I want
to
know?
But if there's 1,000,001, I'll say hi to that mom. Oh.
I'm going to hijack this for 45 seconds.
Where the hell's my boycott? Huh? I got nothing. I've been doing this for 5 years. Every single time there's some show with, like, you know, the devil involved or something like that. I get nothing.
We're sympathy for the comic.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I want my boycott 1 Million Moms. Come at me.
I've been boycotting you for years.
Sad.
Just kidding. I like your comic.
He's nice. You were very nice recently.
I got excited.
Thank you.
And it's nice that I got excited about it. It's like, oh shit, I want to know what happens next. But I don't want to ask you because I want to read it.
Welcome to Oh, yeah, Earth. Mary Magdalene.
Oh, no.
Walks in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Here's some news. Well, now there's pressure.
There we go. Shifting gears from DC to Marvel.
Yay.
Marvel Entertainment CEO Ike Perlmutter. Love your name. Fantastic.
Oh, I get kicked in the Perlmutter.
I don't even know what he looks like, but I want to punch him already.
Yeah. He's apparently supporting a supervillain.
Shouldn't have said that.
That supervillain being Donald Trump. Now, I know politics and comics don't go well together, as that's been demonstrated on the internet.
Yeah.
But apparently, Trump just said no to Fox's recent debate that they had going, because he doesn't want to argue with a woman who was commentating, and he was scared of her.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kelly?
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly. Because she asked him some very...
You're scared of a reporter on TV, so you're clearly ready to be president of the United States.
Of a reporter on Fox?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and it's amazing. Yeah, it's like that and even like Ted Cruz. This isn't comic related at all. He was like saying they're too mean. I'm just like, this is Fox News! They're too mean for you?
Yeah. And the fact that...
You're too mean!
are you going to go out into the real world and be a president and...
I don't want to go to that country. They're being mean.
Yeah.
Putin was mean to me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure Putin and everybody will be handle you with kid gloves because you don't like the mean kids. But anyways, so he didn't go to the debate. He had like another fundraiser sort of thing for his presidential race,
like a propaganda show.
Yeah, that and it was apparently a partial fundraiser for the Trump's veteran charity that he has. And during that, Trump announces that Marvel Entertainment CEO Ike Perlmutter is donating or will donate $1 million to his veterans charity. And comic geeks suddenly riled up and were like, what the fuck?
Wait, so you can mix comics and politics?
Yeah, imagine
there was
that.
A lot of anger about that.
There was a lot of anger.
From like pros and stuff too. Like people are just really not happy.
It was a weird back and forth, and even like Michael Moore chimed in and was on Twitter saying like, should I maybe not be throwing my money to Marvel movies and whatever? Mm-hmm. And there was actually a response to him. There was Marvel writer Jordan White responded to him. He's like, and you know, and I kind of see his point. He's like, you know what? Lots of people work for Marvel, and this is one guy. It's not like Marvel as a corporation gave Trump money.
Yeah,
this
would be a very different story.
Yeah, yeah. It's that you go into that weird gray area of
if you're a CEO,
you're the CEO. I think you are a little more in the limelight, and you have to be more responsible with what you do. If that's what he believes, that's what he believes. Sure. And he wants to support him. It's totally within his.
The
right
amount
to
you
do
get
that.
Paid as a CEO. Sorry, you're kind of a public figure, and everything you do gets kind of associated with your company.
Running it in my head is in this way. If there's an artist that does something stupid or whatever that people object to, like say they go on Twitter and they make kind of like an anti-gay statement or something like that, then people respond and go, oh, well, I'm not going to buy the book that you're doing. Fuck you. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to like boycott the whole line of comics of Marvel. But the Marvel CEO... That's his company, and you know what? You got to be more responsible.
By position, you're associated with everything.
That's an umbrella sort of thing. Everything falls under you, and you're not doing it as the company, but you are a face.
You still represent them.
Not that anybody's heard of this guy's name before this, but there we go.
You know,
like, so it's that kind of catch-22. Like, and I get it. If that's what you believe, you're going to throw your money where you believe, but holy shit.
Like if you work for a company, like, it does come up, you know, when you get hired, you know, in a lot of jobs that you do sort of represent the company or organization if you work for them to a certain extent.
Yeah.
That probably should apply to the CEO first and foremost.
Yeah.
There was one more thing, actually. G. Willow Wilson, who is the writer on Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
She was commenting on it going on. Apparently, she had said, I don't know what her source is or anything, but apparently all of that money donated went to the Trump Foundation.
Oh.
Other vets organizations apparently did not want to be involved with Trump at all.
Okay, let me also add to that it's actually been outed that the money didn't go to his vet charity. It goes to his umbrella charity.
Sure.
And really only 1% of that money actually goes to the vets.
Yeah.
It didn't...
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, it's not actually going where you're saying.
Well, of course it's not.
Fuck. No. And it's going to, like, towards his campaign,
basically, yeah. It's all just, you know, his buddy Ike gave him $1 million, and they basically just...
Well, they had a bet about a rich white man and a poor black man.
Trump Luther. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's the end of my news bit. But up next is our fashion editor, Kyle, with this week's segment. Are capes coming back this season? Cheap, chic, or just freaking death traps? But first, Bri with the weather as Weather Wizard, Crimson Cowl, the Weatherman, and Destro wreak havoc with the planet's climate systems. Let's see what's happening in your region. Bri?
Holy shit, I got nothing.
I do have a bit of a cape prepared, so.
Do you?
No.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Welcome to the warm-up! Alright, I pulled warm-up duty this week. This is the thing we do before we get into the main topic, where we're just sort of, you know, we're loosening up. This is the sort of thing that maybe we should do before the show, but we don't have time, so we're making you listen to it.
Woo!
That's my explanation for it.
It's a hell of a
and
bitch.
And it's horrible like it's cut, but you're listening to this, so it didn't.
Can you tell it's the third recording of the night?
For today's topic, let's join now a group of young people at the National Education Program Workshop in Searcy, Arkansas.
So, I was going to do a thing where I talked about a really bad character. I thought, you know, it's that's okay, but it's kind of dry. So I thought instead, as a bit of a warm-up game, we would play some Mad Libs.
Oh, shit.
But we are playing Superhero Mad Libs.
Superhero Mad Libs.
So.
Superhero Mad Libs.
I need a part of the body.
Bionic anus.
No, it's in there now.
It's in there now.
A plural noun.
Chainsaws.
Chainsaws, all right. Another noun.
Potato. I'm totally blanking on a noun.
No, potato.
I can't remember words.
That's fine, yeah. Another noun. Shit.
Lava lamp
last time. Balls. You know, so far, this isn't very...
Yeah.
Adjective? Wistfully? Does it? No, is it? Wait, that's not an adjective, is it? No, it's in there now. I can't go back. That's fine. Wait, can I?
No, that's not. I fucked up.
I'm gonna take this one. Web cartridge.
Web cartridge.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay.
An adjective?
Glimmering.
Plural noun?
Balls.
No, adjective?
Comics.
Comic. A number.
616?
616,
absolutely.
Yeah. Adjective?
Well-worn.
Noun?
Does that work?
Sure.
Yeah.
Noun?
Sarcophagus.
That is not the proper spelling. I'm sure of it.
It's fine.
Another noun?
Salsa.
Yeah. Salsa. You just orgasmed to the word salsa.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure did.
Dude, I just filled the cup.
There was another adjective
that you wanted in particular.
I just wanted to write chip dip covered.
Covered in chip dip.
Noun?
Hey, we're having fun. This is a podcast.
Snowball.
Oh.
Type name of super villain.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah. You gotta go with him.
Yep.
Richards!
Adjective, yeah, spelled without a D, because this thing was fact-checked. Like, look at that!
Bejazzled.
Ah,
bejazzled. Too late.
You can go with bejazzled.
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 I'm doing it. Part of the body.
Wow!
Jesus.
Earlobe. Yeah, earlobe's good. I like earlobe.
Okay.
Mr. Lee's Mad Lib list of hangover cures.
There's no glimmering substitute. The curative balls in this mystical drink are astonishing. Cure number two, the coffee cure. Many comics swear that nothing equals 616 cups of black boat to rid you of that well-worn headache. Cure number three, the shower cure. This one works like a sarcophagus for most people. Stand under the salsa and alternate between hot and chip dip covered water. If this doesn't work, get your cell snowball and call Dr. Doom.
He is a doctor.
If he's a vajazzled friend, he will cover your earlobe.
A vajazzled friend.
Dr. Doom is my favorite vajazzled friend.
So that was the warm-up.
We did it.
That was good. I liked it.
That's the whole episode.
Oh.
What the f***?
Welcome to the main topic of today's episode.
This week is Valentine's.
It's Valentine's week.
Yep.
Take the whole week.
Take your honey and give it a squeeze.
Make it.
All the bees.
Making a real sour
Lots
face in the middle here.
Angry bees.
Angry bees. Give it a squeeze.
The time of love. The time of Mark. Love is being heavily marketed. I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with that, but go. Yeah, I love it.
Time of love.
I'm feeling the flow. Go ahead.
How are ya?
Riding the wave. What was our actual topic?
For we were this was in dispute. Hazy on that. We were pretty hazy.
There was
on
a lot of back and forth. There was a lot of internet
jargon. We
wanted to talk
about something like Valentine's related, but we realized we had already talked about good couples. We've already talked about bad couples. So what did we talk about? And it kind of got to the point where I think the suggestion was like, sort of like, not real ones that are in comics.
Let's just mash them up that yeah. should be together that don't really make sense, like, or odd could make sense, stuff, odd couple or whatever. Or
weird ones, just like, let's do shipping, basically, is what it is.
And that was the thing, you had said shipping, and I had no idea what you were talking about, and I was like, shipping. And then my explanation... I mean, shipping and receiving? What? What the fuck is going on?
My explanation was Tumblr, which just confused things even worse.
Yeah, totally clarified it.
I remember, like, we had, like, a Facebook message chain, and it was just, like, I had, like, three or four comments explaining, like, oh, so this is what it is, this is where it happens, this is how it goes, and it was just deafening silence in response.
Well, I was nodding and smiling because I understood.
Yes. But you don't want to get involved in that.
I think Merc was nodding and smiling because he was like, what? I mean, if I just nod, he'll leave me alone.
Yeah. So basically...
You're just gonna put two characters together. They would never actually get together
Oh, they might. You never know.
It's possible. No. However, you were just choosing to put two characters together because we feel like doing it, and we're gonna get real attached to it. We're shipping it up.
Don't look at my
bird. All right.
Well, so I feel like Merc needs to start this one off.
What is your one true pairing?
Yeah.
I have a couple. Power Man and Iron Fist should just... finally just get together.
Fucking get it over with.
Yeah. They've been bro friends for so long. Yep. Should just, you know what? It's 2016. Let's just do it.
Yep. Embrace. They've been hetero life mates for a long time. Let's be bi-curious life mates.
Yeah. He's like, you know what, Misty? You're just not doing it for me.
I mean, you know. Fool. But anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Misty is great.
And there's a... there's a lot of... I was gonna say there's like 1800 jokes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One of them has fist in their name.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah, but the other one has name. Wait.
Power Man.
Yeah, but the other one has man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one's indestructible, so that's probably a good idea.
Well, bulletproof.
Oh. Yeah. But you know. Effectively indestructible. Listen, it just it works. It works, and you know when is it going to happen?
Yeah,
when?
I think that would be an interesting twist on the whole series.
Marvel Comics, are you going to do this before Netflix does? Because you know what, you better get on it. Could happen.
Clock's a ticking.
It is very quickly.
Other than the comics, Luke already has a kid.
That's true.
He's, he's fully involved, so that's that's probably unfair. But you know what?
Would Luke and Jessica have an open marriage? You don't know.
Bring Danny in as a third?
Nah.
Meanwhile, on the beaches of Scotland...
Okay. Rye, you're up.
This one actually is not my choice, but is my wife's choice. Sherry's choice.
All right.
She wants her...
I'm sorry, who?
Sherry.
Who?
Oh, you want the full name?
No. Who is that? It's my wife.
It's my wife. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really dumb about that.
Yeah.
I do that, and it's that's specifically a Scott Aukerman reference and not a Borat reference. I do that to her in person, and she's just kind of just shaking her head.
You're such a dick.
Hers was from Batman, like 1966 Batman.
Okay.
Catwoman.
Which one?
Eartha Kitt.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, nice.
And Robin. Here's the thing.
Which Robin?
The only Robin, Burt Ward.
Oh. Oh, from that.
From that Robin. Yeah,
well,
sorry.
Well, you specifically said one.
Robin. Yeah.
There's been 800 Robins.
In
so.
That universe.
Eartha Kitt, Damian Wayne.
She was thinking like kind of a Mrs. Robinson angle. Eartha Kitt had that seductive voice. Uh-huh. She was more of like a forceful presence in that regard than maybe like Julie Newmar was. My take on it.
Julie Newmar had the rawr, but you know what?
Eartha Kitt had the rawr.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Robin gets tied up like every other episode already. He seems very comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So that kind of a situation where those two makes a lot of sense.
Due to technical difficulties, Kyle's voice was sucked into the negative zone. His choice for a matchup was Iceman and the Human Torch. Let's listen.
Because they're both very fun loving, and despite one of them being a cold elemental based character, they're both very hot-headed, if you know what I mean. But you know, you put ice and flame together, and what do you get?
Steve. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
They did set him. They have a thing. They're potentially setting Iceman up with some random inhuman character. Which is, I guess...
they don't do random.
Yeah. I don't want Inhumans
are all over the desk. There's enough characters that you could probably
draw. They are so trying to make Inhumans the New Mutants where they're just all over the damn place.
Yeah.
Like, they're pushing that so aggressively. And I find it funny in a way where you have, like, a mutant and, you know, like, potentially hooking up with an Inhuman and that whole thing with the Inhuman mists or,
well, he's not a mutant.
Iceman is.
Oh, sorry, Iceman. Sorry, yeah. I'm thinking Human Torch.
And the Inhuman, Oh no, the thing that might actually be happening, which does not make this on topic at all for this topic, but that's fine. Yeah, because you have the Inhuman, the Terrigen Mists are apparently like killing mutants or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have like kind of a pretty Romeo Juliet thing going on there, but also in a meta kind of a way, because apparently Marvel Comics is just like fuck mutants at this point because they don't have all the rights. And they're pushing the Inhumans pretty hard.
We're literally going to kill them.
Yeah. We are literally killing them with the Inhumans. Yeah.
You know, at first I was kind of complaining about it. I'm like, this is just petty. And it totally is petty and dumb. But at the same time...
If you can tell a good story, do that. Fucking A1, right, buddy? Fucking technical difficulties. Let's get back to Kyle as he returns to talking about the Human Torch.
Character for a long time who's very, you know... Lady killer.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Someone needs to cool that hot heart.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm going to jump off again. That.
He doesn't have to be gay. He can be bisexual, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's a spectrum. It's a spectrum.
Absolutely.
What's your number on the Kinsey scale?
I don't know.
I'm a one.
Is that
a little bit gay?
Just a tiny smidge.
Just like a little smidge. Just a smush.
Most of my suggestions were ended up being gay. It was like just this. It just here's these characters that
close proximity and
the superhero universe is predominantly male.
Did most of them end up being gay? Because Merc, welcome to shipping. Welcome to Tumblr.
Yeah.
John, this place is really fun.
What the main one I had, Doom and Richards.
Settle that tension.
But here, this when I started this, I was like, oh, Doom and Richards, just get together. And then I started thinking about it, and my head started rolling with it, and I was like, wait a minute.
Then what happened?
Okay, well, it's just like the idea of...
I'm sorry.
I needed some alone time. But it was the idea of like, okay, maybe this stems back this competition thing, but maybe there was an attraction thing. And it just kept going and going.
They met in college. They were experimenting.
But then I'm like, oh my God, does this stem back to the start of the Fantastic Four? The only female character is the Invisible Girl. She's invisible.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because they weren't interested. Maybe Reed was never interested. There's the guy that's on fire. The Human Torch. He's flaming.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
And who's the only other one?
The one that's rock hard and lumpy?
Yeah, he's the thing. So
he's ever loving.
Yeah, he's blue eyed and ever loving.
Ever loving.
Maybe it was just meant to happen. It's
time for Marvel to introduce the Fabulous Four.
We just pitched your new movie.
Yeah,
baby.
Really?
Amazing. I have a robot one.
Okay.
How about, and I mentioned Danger in the other one, the Danger Room Danger. Yeah. Herbie and Danger. It's Forbidden Love. Also, forbidden from being published because they're Fox characters. So,
double, quadruple,
it
quadruple.
Can't happen. Thus, it remains in the realm of shipping until they settle those deals.
There you go.
Right. And you know what? Herbie deserves some love.
You're slapped.
Does he? No, he doesn't. Oh, I'm wrong.
He's had a lot. Let's be fair.
Yeah,
I mean, he's no Harley, but
he's no Harley Quinn.
A lot of people know who Herbie is.
That's true.
Like another one,
right? I've transmogrified one into it. Name some people that Kitty Pryde has dated.
Peter
Colossus,
Rasputin.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Peter Rasputin,
right?
Star Lord,
Peter Quill.
Peter Quill.
Mm-hmm.
In the Ultimate Comics,
No. Ultimate Peter Parker. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Ultimate Peter Parker. Well, Bobby Drake. But, you know.
His name doesn't start with P.
That's true.
So, forget him.
Yeah. And also, he's gay.
Yeah, that too.
If he doesn't start with P.
Who else?
He's just number two.
Pete Wisdom.
Oh, Pete Wisdom. Yeah.
Everybody forgot about Pete Wisdom.
Insert punchline. The punchline is three Peters and a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah,
he did it.
That's all right. Neat. There we go.
I didn't even think about Peter Parker. So four-peat?
Four-peat doesn't really work. That doesn't really work.
And he's like 16.
It's a peat bog. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Dear Lord.
Pride of the X-Men.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's a win-win-win. And anytime you can win-win-win, you're win-win-winning, you know? If you're just winning or win-winning, that's just winning or win-winning. But when you're win-win-winning, you're win-win-winning.
A-Bomb with D-Man, Professor X, E-Man from Carlton Comics, obscure character. And
we're jumping over universes now.
And
okay.
Well, we're jumping out of universes because maybe Q-Tip will get involved. Yeah. That's all I got. I really have nothing beyond that.
That's fine.
Alphabet game.
It's just an alphabet
game. I like it.
Yeah.
I've got one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this was one that actually happened in comics and then got retconned.
Really?
Oh, no.
This is Juggernaut and the She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was that. Okay, it did happen in a Chuck Austin comic.
You know what? Let's be fair. I came back to comics during Chuck Austin's X-Men run.
Did you read it?
I did. I did
too.
And I liked it.
I didn't like it, but I read it for longer than I should have.
He says apologetically.
I'm not saying I liked everything. I liked that.
I feel like we need a hug and a cry after those admissions.
Yeah, well, you know, I ship you and I.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But here, the thing is, at the time, it's important to note that, and that's one of the positive things I think Chuck Austin did, and it's one of the few, in my opinion, but he was trying to advance Juggernaut's character.
Yeah.
He, like, reformed. Like, he actually sort of, like...
He was wearing black and gold.
He was, like, literally part of the X-Men. He was sort of, like, dealing with Charles, and they actually sort of came to some peace and understanding amongst themselves. Again, there was a lot of just really stupid shit in that run. Just garbage shit that I can't imagine how anyone, one, could have pitched or wrote, and how, two, how any editor could have been like, yes, this is fine. However, that part of it was the good part.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sammy Pear.
Yes.
Squid Boy,
yeah. Yeah, so he bonded with, like, a young boy there, and he was a mutant who was, you know, going to the Xavier school, and he sort of got reconnected there, and he, you know, yeah, it was nice.
In a mentor sort of way.
Yeah.
And when Sammy got killed, Juggernaut went crazy and beat the heck out of Black Tom.
Chuck Austin's run on the X-Men was very sex positive.
Even if they were dumb and ultimately pointless things.
Sex positive. What do you mean by sex positive?
Well, there's the Juggernaut She-Hulk thing, which happened. I know it got retconned, but that happened up here. There was the former prostitute Stacey X who joined the team.
Yeah.
And
okay, so just not keeping sex so, like, alien from comics.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel he was, in some regards, I think he had, like, good intentions, but bad execution on some of that.
Yeah.
Stacey X in particular was not executed very well.
No.
You can see what he was trying to do, but he was just completely tone deaf to what he was actually doing.
But she died at the beginning of Civil War, so problem solved.
Fair enough. Yeah, and again, like, I the idea of, like, a reformed kind of heroic Juggernaut, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, yeah, it did not go over well.
You're telling me lies.
Sweet little lies.
That's love.
Or it's something.
That's physical.
Insert a Barry Manilow song.
I don't
right
think
there.
We touched on any really deep emotional things, did we?
No.
It was
Valentine's Day.
We did
that's
ship
what Valentine's Day is for.
Valentine's Day.
We did ship
it. It's a made-up holiday.
It's true.
Yeah.
Not real at all.
If you're in love, you show it every day of the year, not just one day.
Every day?
Sounds exhausting.
Sorry, Sherry.
Oh, no. Don't leave that in.
totally leaving that in. Now it's time for the moment of zero. Okay, welcome to the Moment of Zero. This is the kind of the end send-off kind of little bit. Today I'm going to do what I'm going to call the Zero Issues Dramatic Reading. This is from Defenders issues 48 and 50. Kind of crosses over 48, 49, and 50 from 1977, written by David Kraft. These issues, this is when Moon Knight and Defenders kind of teamed up to take on Scorpio. And if you don't know, Scorpio was actually Nick Fury's brother.
What?
Yes.
What? Excuse me?
He's also Albert Brooks. Oh, Scorpio, right?
Hank Scorpio.
Hank or Scorpio, yes.
And
non-stop Simpsons references behind the scenes, cut out of episodes. Cut that one out.
No, we leave them all in.
Oh. Nick Fury is actually not in these issues, but there is a Nick Fury LMD life model decoy that is hanging out with Scorpio as like his buddy and kind of confidant, strangely enough. And it's during these episodes or during these issues that the Zodiac is created, like genetically, like the whole team of the Zodiac. So it was just Scorpio, but then in these issues, he creates the whole team.
Okay.
Cool. And again, these are just going to be like, I'm going to read a couple of panels from several pages stemming over two issues. And once I start reading, you'll see why I've kind of strung these together.
He's building a scene.
Yo, totally. no, the writer is actually building this bizarre scene. And
can we do sound effects?
You don't even need... Well,
I just want to be included.
Unless you just want to crack a beer. Because trust me, that will make sense. In this...
Mine's almost empty.
In this start...
I love you.
In the start of this, Scorpio captures Jack Norris, who is actually Valkyrie, who was part of the Defenders. Valkyrie's ex-husband. So at this point, Scorpio has captured Jack Norris for some reason. But you'll see that the first panel... is Scorpio. He's got his mask off and he's just he's literally like hanging out with Jack Norris and he's reaching into a fridge. Let me read.
You get the cold beer. It's the least I can do. Don't thank me.
I won't.
Oh, come on, Jack. Mind if I call you Jack? From the way you've been talking, it sounds like we've got a lot in common.
Common? I've got my hands cuffed. I've lost the one woman I've been intimate with, and yet I have to see her all the time and be reminded that I can't be with her. Common? I doubt it. You can't begin to know my pain. Scorpio tosses him a beer.
Here, have a beer. It'll do you good. And you'll need it for what you're about to see. Follow me.
Psst! We flip to the next page.
Nice.
And there's a scene of this glorious kind of Kirby-esque scene, and, Scorpio is lording over, as all villains do, and they're like telling them, "These are my master plans." And
he's totally.
And he's showing Jack Norris all these little containers where all the Zodiac is being created, all these individual characters. And in one little side panel, he says,
"Sip your beer, Jack. It's getting warm and flat, and there's nothing worse than flat beer, is there?"
I can think of some things.
Nope.
None.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not a one.
I'm still in issue 48 of Defenders.
Okay.
Now, Moon Knight is involved. Moon Knight has been captured by Scorpio. He stands below Scorpion and Jack Norris in a sealed container. Like this sealed container room below that's going to have a top that's going to fall down on top of him. Jack Norris says, "Moon Knight, what are you doing here?" Moon Knight replies,
"Nothing that's good for my health. Listen, thanks for the private room, but I think I'd like to change accommodations. This place reminds me too much of Vic Tanny's gym."
What the screaming hell is Vic Tanny's? You're talking crazy, Merc. Please explain.
Vic Tanny was like a gym in the 70s.
You got it.
You have a clever wit.
Merc's note.
Yeah. Editor's note. Yeah, total.
You have a clever wit, more clever than most of your costumed counterparts. For that alone, you deserve at least a beer. One for the road, so to speak.
Where am I going?
Says Moon Knight. Scorpio replies,
"To your death, of course. Hope you don't mind the warm beer. It's all we've got left. You'll have to guzzle, I'm afraid, since this container will seal off in the next few moments and flood with water."
So it's like that scene in, what was that movie, Beer Fest?
Oh, no, yes.
No, 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 you're talking about Strange Brew.
No, I'm talking, well, I guess I was talking about both. Both have a scene.
Where they have to drink their way out of the room?
But only in one does Rick Moranis become a giant.
But so actually, Moon Knight gets out a different way, and we'll get to that.
Oh,
okay. Okay, now
Tell me more, Papa.
Now we've skipped to issue 50, and it's at the point where Scorpio despairs, and he speaks to his Nick Fury LMD.
All my life, every time I've ever believed in anything or had faith that the future would get better for me, I've had that false hope knocked out of me and found myself on my knees in despair.
Here, Jake. Have a Schlitz. It'll make you feel better. I found it on the floor back there, and I saved it for you.
You dare offer me a beer? Now? Why? So I can drown my sorrows? Is that it? Now, how very much like my brother.
Who he hates.
Schlitz is the cockroach of beers.
It's Schlitz pops up several times. So now we skip to the end
of... It's product placement, yeah.
The end of issue 50, and it's Nighthawk and Moon Knight, and they're kind of wrapping up the whole thing. This is the last...
They're kind of wrapping.
The last four panels in the whole
issue. Has anyone been Nighthawk yet? I want to be Nighthawk.
Okay, there we go.
I take it that's your copter, Moon Knight, and this is where you do your Lone Ranger exit. Before you yell, hi-ho, copter, or whatever, mind telling me how you got out of Scorpio's death trap?
A magician never gives away his tricks, but just this once, for a partner in peril. I took the can of beer he offered, drained it, used controlled breathing and the extra oxygen trapped in the can until the drained valve opened and I could effect my escape. Pretty clever, huh?
I'll drink to that! To Schlitz!
To Schlitz!
To Schlitz!
Mine's empty.
This episode is sponsored by Schlitz.
And Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. Schlitz getting 14-year-old Kyle drunk.
Oh.
Ooh. Schlitz, strong beer! That's the only thing I think of I think of Schlitz.
I think of it's the cockroach of beers.
Yeah. That you're not wrong.
Yeah, it's the only beer that survived the nuclear apocalypse.
This is all out of there's the epic collection of Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And I got to that point and I was like, I read those three. Like, really, the start of Moon Knight, the character is not fleshed out. And then they get to that and it starts to flesh it out a little bit more. But then that whole three issue sequence.
Super
and like,
weird.
Why is beer mentioned at every page? What? What? Is he an alcoholic? What's going on?
And like, then, it's just constant.
And in between that, there's in between. Scorpio feels despair and he's talking to his LMD. Literally, like, panels after that, he grabs the LMD's gun and shoots himself in the head. And he commits suicide. And that's the end of that character.
Willikers.
No, that's your classic Scorpio for you.
Nick Fury, brother.
Scorpio!
Offs himself right there. And then they joke about beer later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't do Schlitz.
Yeah.
It's a good way to end a Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just vaguely on topic anyway. So, who are we?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc nowadays, or of course, Zero Issues Comic Podcast on Facebook.
Also us. I'm Bri. My comic is WelcomeToHereafter.com, and it's called What You Think It Is. There's also Welcome to Hereafter on Facebook. My name is Brykotyk. You just type it into Twitter or anything online and you'll probably find me.
My name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at sothisisthem.com. I've got, you know, I've just started this thing up. It's interviews with local people. There's also a link to my poetry stuff, my old comics, which I would like to make more comics soon, so that's coming.
Woo!
You'll be able to see them there, and you'll also be able to see them on...
The Kyle Lees.
On Facebook, which is my art page. You can check me out on Twitter at... I'm an at.
Yeah.
Hoth. At The Kyle Lees. Yeah, that's my shtick.
Cool.
All right. We're also on iTunes, Zero Issues, or Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Put both in, see what you find. And if you wouldn't mind subscribing, if you want to, or you can be really cool if you give us a good rating and review. And that would help us out a lot to reach a wider audience. Again, we're sort of doing a new format thing, and it's going pretty well so far.
And a big thank you to Ocean City Defender Ken Merkley.
Absolutely.
Who helped us out with all the music that you heard through this whole episode.
That guy is a genius.
Total. Mm-hmm. Super, super talented. Check him out.
And he's pretty.
He's very pretty.
He's a pretty man.
Well, it's in the genes.
Is there a relation there?
I don't know.
Huh.
Listen, you claim your Mercules if you're Mercury. You claim them.
The cream is in the genes.
I don't get it.
You will.
Yeah, right. Is it like the Batman v Superman thing? Is the cream in the genes? You get it? You will.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you cream in the jeans? You will.
I think you've watched a different episode.
Do you bleed? You will. You get it. God, it's awful. I'm the worst guy in the world.
All right. See you later.
Happy Valentine's.
I'm sorry. That did not come out right at all.
That must stay in.
That did not come out right at all. God.
I didn't catch that for the first 30 seconds.
I know. I was like,
I said it wrong, and then I realized, what the fuck did I say? Oh, here you go. Yeah.
Cream in the jeans.
Cream in the jeans.
Do you cream in the jeans?
I was like, you're fixated.
Getting late. We better get back. Smell that coffee. You go on and tell them whether we're back. I'll bring the catch as soon as I clean it.